The conversation had become steadily odder from its very beginning and had reached a point where it was difficult for me to see a way forward. Fortunately, the woman got us out of the jam.
"It's just that with all that's been going on with the Warden of Heaven, we were speculating, as we were on our way here, whether the Avowed were feeling any pressure to change their views. And we wondered if your take on Deot and Hylaea might have reflected some secular influence."
"Ah, that's an interesting point," I said. "As it happens, I had never heard of the Warden of Heaven until a few days ago, so if my take on Deot and Hylaea reflects anything at all, it's what I've been thinking about lately for my own reasons."
"Very well,"
the man said, and turned away. The woman mouthed a thank you at me over her shoulder, and together they strolled off into the cloister. Not long after, the bells began to chime provener. I walked across the Unarian campus, which had been turned inside out. Many Avowed, as well as some extramuros contract labor, were cleaning the dormitories to make them ready for the crop that would be starting their year tomorrow. For once I reached the Minster with plenty of time to spare. I sought out Arcibald and warned him to be on the lookout for those four slines. Leo overheard the end of that conversation, and so I had to repeat it as we were getting our robes on. Jezri showed up last, and drunk. His family had thrown a reception for him at their house. When the primate entered the chancel, just before the beginning of the service, he had two purple-robed visitors in tow. It was not unusual for hierarchs from other consents to show up in this way. So I didn't think twice about it. The shape of their hats was a little unusual. Arcibald was the first to recognize them.
"It appears that we have two honored guests from the Inquisition," he said.
I looked across the chancel and recognized the faces of the man and woman I'd been talking to earlier.